From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm legendary anchorman Bill Curtis. Fill again for Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much, everybody. We got a great show for you today. We got Booker T. Jones of Booker T. and the MGs. He's also the greatest soul session man ever. He's coming on to play our game. But first, can we take just a minute and pay tribute to a man who really became part of our lives, the founder and former CEO of Men's Warehouse, George Zimmer. You know who this guy is. He's the guy with the beard. He's the guy who said, "You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it." He was ousted in a coup by the company's board, and apparently they didn't like the way he looked. So apparently, because Mr. Zimmer is gone, they're going to need a new spokesman, but mostly a new slogan. We have one for them.
"You're going to like the way you look if you dim the lights and squint."
Whatever you're wearing, we'd like to hear from you. I guarantee it. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Afan from San Francisco.
You said Afan?
Afan.
Okay. I thought you said Afan, which would be flattering, but that's not the case.
The best way to remember it is, do you know what a baby deer is?
A baby deer is a doe? No, nope. A baby deer is a fawn. A fawn. I grew up in New Jersey.
Peter, you lost on the first question.
I did, man.
Boy, when the shoe is on the other foot.
A farm. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And let me introduce you to our panel this week. It's a great one. First, say hello to a comedian and the head writer of Comedy Central's Inside Amy Schumer. It's Jesse Klein is here.
Hello. Hello, A farm.
Next, it's a comedian and the winner of Last Comic Standing and the host of the Who's Paying Attention podcast, Alonzo Bowden.
How you doing?
Finally, it's a comedian whose CD, I Heart Jokes, is available in the few remaining stores that sell CDs. Paula Poundstone is here. Welcome to the show, Ado. Oh, wait.
It's okay, everyone.
Sorry. No one does that.
Everyone does.
Well, welcome to the show, Afan. You're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis, filling in for Carl Castle, is going to read you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize, our co-host Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. You ready to go?
I'm so excited.
All right. Now, here's your first quote. It's from President Obama talking about another world leader.
"We compared notes on his expertise in judo and my declining skills in basketball."
So, he was trying, you know, to make nice with a leader who wasn't having any of it. Who was it?
Mr. Putin?
Yes, President Putin of Russia. Very good. This is at the G8 summit. President Obama, you heard there, was trying to lighten the mood with Mr. Putin at the G8 summit. The crowd laughed. Putin did not. Tensions are high there. Obama asked Russia to stop sending arms to the Syrian government. The Russians said, "Nyet." Obama suggested a big cut in nuclear programs. The Russians said, "Hell, nyet." They want to be our global antagonist again. They're tired of just being a source for small arms and mail order brides. It was comfortable. It was fun to have the Russians as our enemy. You could make Rocky movies about them, too. Everybody had a good time. It's hard to imagine, for example, beating Al-Qaeda in the Olympic hockey. It's like, do you believe in miracles?
Yeah.
Like, for example, Al-Qaeda has a hockey team. That's crazy.
It's harder to have a miracle on sand. We're too scared to ask for that Super Bowl ring back.
Oh, yeah.
Did he really take the
This absolutely. Is a true story. It's a true story. Robert Kraft, who is the owner of the New England Patriots, said that Putin stole his Super Bowl ring. He was visiting, I don't know what context, but he was visiting with Putin, and Putin said, "Oh, can I see your Super Bowl ring?" Which is encrusted with diamonds. It's a big deal. And Kraft says he handed it to him like you would, and Putin says, "Oh, very nice." Puts it in his pocket, walks away.
Well, puts it in his pocket and is then surrounded by like 7 KGB
right.
to form a human wall.
Right.
And then they just deny it ever happened, but yes. It happened in front of everyone.
And not only that, but the ring is back in Russia on display with other gifts that Putin got. This is true.
It's true.
But Putin says, oh, no. It was gift. It was gift to me.
It was gift. And then Kraft asked Obama, he literally asked Obama, can you help me get my ring back?
Well,
like,
I think...
As if my ex-boyfriend has my stuff or something. And then the White House was like, oh, it's too difficult right now.
Well, yeah, this is actually true.
No, but that's not the White House's role. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but it should be so
easy. If the guy was stupid enough to give his ring and not say, well, give it back to me, isn't he a football guy? Doesn't he have big, burly guys with pads that can push him down?
I don't think Tom Brady's going over there.
Yeah. Not Brady, but you own a football team. You send a defensive line and say, hey, fellas, get my ring back. Like, how hard is that to do? You own a football team. I would go out and start fights if I owned a football team. What are you kidding?
Afon, you still with us? Your next quote is from a disgruntled New Yorker.
More rats running through the streets? It's ridiculous.
That man was talking to the Daily Beast about Mayor Michael Bloomberg's new plan to force New Yorkers to do what?
I have no idea.
Well, this
Poopless?
Is... Say again?
Poopless?
I'm sorry. Boy, that...
I'm sorry, hold on.
Talk about your powerful leader.
Did you just say poopless?
Yes.
In fairness to Afon,
yes.
Mayor Bloomberg is trying to get us to eat less.
I was going
to
say.
That is true. So it would be a natural result.
His soda ban.
No, this is a part of his environmental initiatives. It's great for gardens, if there were any gardens in New York.
I have no idea. I'm so sorry.
I'll just give you the answer. Mayor Bloomberg wants to mandate that people compost.
Oh, yes. I knew that.
We want to congratulate Mayor Bloomberg. He managed to find a way to make New York smell even worse. He wants to make composting food scraps and food waste mandatory in the city to make a kind of natural fertilizer. And just think about the bountiful, healthy crops that will grow from Chinese takeout boxes.
I think the eight people in Manhattan who are rich enough to have backyards are not going to be bothered composting. I mean...
Well, I mean, they don't... The idea is, just to explain...
The poop less idea better.
Yeah. So the idea is, you're not required to, compost it in your own home, which would be interesting in apartment buildings of a certain size. No, the idea is that people will be forced, instead of putting their food in the garbage, they'll be forced to put it in separate composting sites so it can be composted in...
Right, but New Yorkers don't eat in their apartments. Every apartment in New York, if you open the refrigerator, it's like an empty jar of mayonnaise and a gun. That's that's what our
refrigerator
is.
Mayor Bloomberg's coming after them, too, I guess.
Well, if you would compost the gun and the mayonnaise.
All right, Afon. Now, you got one right with one to go. If you get this last one right, you'll still win. Here we go. Here is your last quote.
You are correct that he appears to be wearing the rank of a U.S. Navy commander. Our personnel records do not show a person of that name who currently serves in the Navy.
That was Lieutenant Commander Sarah Flaherty from the U.S. Navy addressing discrepancies about a beloved naval officer who apparently has been lying about his rank since he first went public in 1963. Who is it?
Naval officer.
I'll give you a hint. As punishment, he will be stripped of his crunch berries.
Oh.
Of his crunch berries. Captain Crunch,
yes. Food Beast, which is a blog, not a chubby superhero, reports the three stripes in Horatio Magellan Crunch's uniform signify he's a commander and not a captain. Commander is not a bad title, but think about when he was just starting out, the teasing that must accompany being called Seaman Crunch.
Peter.
That's the title. In the Navy, when you start out.
How did you know that he has a name? He has a name beyond Captain Crunch?
Oh, yeah, he has a name.
Horatio?
Yeah.
Horatio
Magellan Crunch, named for Horatio Nelson, the great naval commander, and Ferdinand Magellan, the great explorer.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. I was... Where have you ever... Because I've eaten a lot of Captain Crunch. I can show you the roof of my mouth. I had surgery. I'd have skin replaced. I never saw his name. Where did you see his name?
Well, it's, you know, it's part of the material, the publicity material that General Mills puts out.
What publicity material that General Mills puts out?
Well, as
you
know...
Do you ever read books? Boy, when you're not finding out...
I mean, absolutely. There are people who look that kind of stuff up all the time. There are people who speak Ewok. Right? I mean, I could absolutely believe people would know Captain Crunch's
absolutely.
Name and would check on his rank and say that is incorrect.
Yes. I agree that I could see where there would be people like that, but he's standing right over there. This is a bit awkward.
Yeah. Bill, how did Afon do on our show?
He got 2 out of 3. Congratulations.
There he is. Well done.